Tune in to the hottest sports talk show
on Never Had It So Good Sports Radio.
Join us weekdays at 7 p.m. Stories about players and coaches of all levels. We make it easy to talk sports.
Welcome to Never Had It So Good Sports Talk Radio, the athlete spotlight tonight with my co-host, David Duck Riley, and we have our featured athlete getting in here in just a couple of minutes. Coach, how are you?
Princess, I'm doing better now.
That booster it all is made out to be, huh?
I wonder if it was a booster or the flu shot, man.
Yeah. And it's cold. It's cold. Now, 48 in South Carolina, that's pretty chilly. But the rest of it is pretty cold in Charlotte.
Yeah, you know, hey, shoot. But you got to remember, this is not cold to me coming from New Jersey.
New Jersey. That's correct. That's correct. And I'm sure that West Virginia notoriously is much colder than my old stomping ground of Florida. So let's go ahead and get.
Not really, Prince.
Say that again.
West Virginia, you know, not really, because West Virginia has its own thermostat. So, you know, they kind of keep it the way they want it.
I knew by the tone of your voice some foolishness was coming. I knew that. And I still said, go ahead, Coach. I was interrupted, but I knew. But while we're waiting on the family, let's go ahead and get my other favorite on here. How you doing, sir, Coach?
Hey, Miss Cooper, how are you today? This is
I'm doing very
Jackson.
Well.
Coach,
I knew it
Rice,
was. I know your number
buddy?
Now.
That 304 just stands out, don't it?
Nuh-uh. See, here we go again. Wait a minute. Is 304 West Virginia? I know. Yeah, that's West Virginia, correct? Because 609 is New Jersey.
Right. The entire state of West Virginia is 304.
The entire state. Okay. All righty then. So are you going to break out in the John Denver song too, Coach Jackson?
No.
Okay.
No.
Thank you.
Not yet.
Well, you know what? We got to – maybe the family calls from another number. Let me see. 3704 is the last four of your phone number, 3704. Give us your name.
It is Dwayne.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was looking for you to call from a different number. How are you, Dwayne?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing good. Pronounce your last name for me so I don't make a mistake.
Gissendanner.
Gissendanner. Okay, I can do that one. Yeah. Now, that may be hard for the West Virginia folks, but I got it, okay? They may have trouble with it.
Okay. Okay.
Dwayne, I'm going to turn
you
over to
Coach.
Okay, she hitting by the belt.
Yeah, that's below the belt there. I'm sorry, Coach. I'm sorry, both of you all. I love you both. Okay, go ahead and get started. I'll come in at the end, Coach Duck.
Okay.
Coach Jackson, we're keeping
you
on.
All right. How you doing, Dwayne?
I'm doing great. How are you, sir?
Good, good. Your parents on, too?
Yes, sir. We're all here.
Okay. All right. I'm going to start with you. Just kind of talk to us a little bit about a couple of years, you know, going through the pandemic, the COVID situation, and how you kind of worked through that. What were some of the things that you did, knowing that the school wasn't open and et cetera?
Yes, sir. Yeah, it was like me and my friends, we just met up at the sportsplex, like just like a local field, since we couldn't do it through, like, the school field, nothing like that, because of COVID. We just met up there with no coaches and got working.
Now, how difficult was that?
I mean, we just did pretty good. We just kept on working. and kept on working, but, like, not through the school, though, because of COVID. But, no, it was pretty easy. We just called up everybody and met up.
Okay. Is football the only sport that you participate in?
Oh, no, sir. I run track, and I play for the basketball team.
Okay. So how long have you played basketball and ran track?
I played basketball since I was, like, 4, but it's not my – I love football, though. I love football more than any other sport.
Okay. Now, academically, how do you manage your athletics and your academics?
Yes, sir. So – really, I know, like, it's hard to balance everything out, but you just got to be disciplined and do all your work and still, because any athlete, you're going to have a hard time in school. So, really, you just got to do 2 times harder to succeed.
Okay. I know Coach Jackson got a couple of questions for you before I, go to your parents. Coach Jackson.
Hey, how you doing there? Mr. Gissendanner, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. This is Coach Jackson, man. You don't know me, but I've watched your tape several times, and I'm going to tell you right now, one of your coaches is a good friend of mine because he was my son over here, and that's Coach Cass. And I reached out to Coach Cass, and he's an O-line coach over there, right?
Yes, sir.
And I just asked Coach Cass how you were, what he thought about you, and best believe he said some good things about you. But I know that you guys are traveling up to play Glenn tomorrow. I want to know, what's your thoughts on Glenn? And for the coaches that may be staying back in town, I'm going to go ahead and throw this out there, maybe North Carolina A&T staying back in town to watch that playoff game. What can they expect from number 6?
Number 6, yeah. Yes, sir.
What can they expect from number 6 tomorrow night against Glenn?
It's going to be 0 catches on my side. I'm going to lock up the best receiver. That's how it's going to be against that bet.
And Glenn has been playing pretty good this year.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
So, I mean, there's a lot of coaches in that area that are probably going to stay back to watch Glenn play and come in and watch you guys play because, I know your Connor Drake's got a few offers out there. And so there's probably going to be some coaches in the stands.
Yes, sir. It's going to be a great game.
Okay. All right. Coach, back to you.
Okay. Mom and Dad. Okay,
yes.
Either one of you can answer this because I want to know what is the key to Dwayne's academics and athletics? Who plays the bigger role? Is it dad in athletics? Is it mom in academics? Kind of bring us up to date.
I would say that dad has played the higher role in cultivating the athletic side of Dwayne, and also in education. Education is huge in our family, and my husband has done a great job pushing that aspect and teaching him the discipline and organization skills, mainly organization skills, to balance both being an athlete and putting forth the best effort with the education, because at the end of the day, the education needs to be there for the long term. So that played a major role in all of that.
Hey Coach, what you can't see right now is my wife is reading off the teleprompter that I have set up in my office, and she's done a great job with that, word for word. I appreciate it. I'm a pair later.
Okay, that's pretty good.
And let me say this. Educationally, my son knows that I wear a size 12 shoe, and I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay, all right. Now, Dad, once you realize that he has potential to be recruitable, what were some of the steps that you and your wife took?
You know, Coach, I really wanted to surround him with great men that would cultivate and develop his talent, because early on when he was probably 7, 8 years old, I realized that no matter what came out of my mouth, he wasn't going to listen when I was trying to shove baseball down his throat, and he didn't like baseball. So I just tried to keep him around great men, you know, just tried to really instill in him work ethic. You know, I always said, son, it doesn't matter kind of what you do, whether it be baseball, basketball, football, whatever the case may be. I just, you know, you just need to be excellent. And you just, you want to, you know, fulfill your potential because you have great potential. So just trying to instill a great work ethic, great character, and keep them around good people that will really bring the best out of them.
Okay. Back to Dwayne Jr. Do you know what you are looking for in a college?
I'm not sure about that.
Hey, you can read off the prompter. Yeah, I know your dad got it up. So,
nah, you don't got no prompter. Nah, really. Probably like great academics. You got to have great academics and probably like one of the best business finance schools, because that's what I want to major in.
Okay. How about this? Do you have a ritual before the game?
Oh, I do. I be in the yoga room by myself, just getting locked in before the games. I do that.
Okay. No music or anything of that nature?
Yes, sir. Music, like any music. I listen to rap, calm music, get my mind right by myself.
Okay.
Just into the game.
If Coach Jackson and I came to the game and you were off by yourself and we put your headphones on, what would we hear?
Most likely just turn up rap music. Really, really.
Like what? I need a rapper.
Boy.
Like who?
NBA Youngboy, Gunna, all the Migos, all them.
Okay, I'll leave that up to Coach Jackson. He's a little bit younger, so. Okay. What are some of your goals?
I can't keep up with them boys.
By the way, what are some of your goals for your team, and what were some of your goals for yourself individually going into this season?
From a goal for my team, we want to get as far as we can in the playoffs. And, like, just keep our head down and play to our best potential. And for myself, I want to earn myself a D1 scholarship. So I'm working towards that this season, trying to make every play I can.
Okay. Okay, Mom and Dad, have you went on any college visits?
Yeah, Coach, we've been fortunate enough to go to several, especially in the last few weeks here. So it's been a great experience here, getting a little love from my boy.
Okay, and what type of questions did you guys come up with as far as because it's important for some of the other parents out here to know what type of questions need to be asked to some of these college recruiters or coaches.
One of our big questions is, as a student athlete, how does the coaching staff cultivate the student side of the athlete, as well as push them on the football field? So outside of football, how is the education piece cultivated to make sure the boys are on track to having a strong, solid, academic, well-rounded experience to prepare them after college?
And Coach, if I could add to that, one of my big ones was, you know, I know a lot of schools, especially on the Power 5 level, Not sure if any schools other than that. But my thing was, I wanted to know how many schools that we visited offer, you know, a four-year scholarship. You know, I wanted to know if they're more into, you know, year-to-year renewables, because that's extremely important. At the end of the day, like we've expressed to our son, is we want him to use his athletic ability to really finance his education and really have a foundation for the next 40, 50 years of his life. So that was most important to me.
Okay. Dwayne Jr., if you got other kids are out here and they're listening to this, what advice would you give them about this recruiting process?
I would say to, like, just don't even, like, think about it. I thought about it, like, way too much when I was, like, a freshman and sophomore. I say just go out there and play and don't even, like, just play for fun and things will happen in your way.
Okay. Mom and then Dad, same questions, because you got a lot of parents that are listening. What advice would you give them going through this process?
To start early, getting your athlete exposure to different coaches and schools, and to maintain that emotional roller coaster of ups and downs throughout the career or high school career playing football, to stay kind of even keeled where you may feel like offers should be coming through based on what you see in your athlete, but staying patient throughout the process.
And a big one for me, Coach, over the last probably, I guess throughout this process, especially the last 6 to 8 weeks, is to stay the heck off of social media. I started losing sleep over social media about, you know, what was going on. So, you know, I'm a 48-year-old guy, and I've never been into social media until up until our son's recruiting process. But it's just to stay off of social media, try to keep a long-term approach. And that's pretty much it. Just try to stay even-keeled emotionally, because it's a big decision. But yet, at the end of the day, it's really flattering and it's really humbling knowing that some of these institutions are looking at your son, you know, as a student athlete. So it's humbling, but it's also emotional, because we know that in the United States of America, a college education is most of the time the key to a great upper middle class or higher lifestyle. So just staying even keeled emotionally.
Okay. All right. I'm going to turn you guys over to Princess.
Okay. Thank you. I want to start with Mom and just ask you, as you see your son going through this process and, of course, being a multi-sport athlete, have you become more aware of the game of football or basketball or even running track? Have you, you know, picked the game up more because of him?
Oh, most definitely. watching the game with my husband, I pay attention to the cornerback position most of the time, because that's the one I feel most confident in knowing what's going on based on our son playing for the last 4 years.
Okay. All right. Awesome. Dad, I wanted to ask you, I wanted to go back to the social media. You're saying you're staying off of it. Did you find yourself, you know, if there was a school interested in your son, you find yourself going and looking at their social media posts, or was this just some negative stuff either way?
Oh, Precious, I'm all down a rabbit hole. I'm looking at where some of the coaches went to high school and, you know, what they did in high school, and I'm looking at mascots and locker rooms and endowment sizes and where the president of the school went to things. So I'm all down in the rabbit hole. But like I said, it's such an overwhelming process. So it's better for me to stay reading my business books and stay in my lane.
Awesome. Dwayne Jr., I want to ask you, at the games, who's louder at your games, whether it's basketball, running track, or football, who's louder, Mom or Dad?
That's my mom.
I heard her laughing. And you can hear her?
Yeah, she's from a mile away.
Okay, let's get the guilty party in here, Mom. Speak for yourself here. What are you doing?
I'm actually not too good. I'm the loudest one. I get so excited.
Mm-hmm.
I get so excited. I just yell out all kind of comments. Not
okay.
All of them are.
Oh,
not,
Lord.
Are fabulous.
I got a raid Friday night.
Don't forget now. Don't forget, Mom. You know they recruit the parents too now. We out there saying too much wrong stuff.
I know. I need to calm down in that area.
Awesome. Hey, Dad, I want to ask you, I mean, what is your conversation with Dwayne Jr. after the game? Are you doing a little after-action review, or are you just leaving it up to the coaches and you stay in Dad's lane, or do you do some coaching at the end?
Yeah, you know, Precious, if I you know, being an ex-athlete myself, if I didn't say I wasn't doing a little coaching, I'd be Pinocchio here. I'd be a little lying. But I don't get
mm-hmm.
too out of my lane. I just basically, since most of the games are on TV from last year, COVID season, I just hand my son
mm-hmm.
a remote. And, you know, he looks at some of the things he can improve upon. But, no, we're extremely proud of where Dwayne has come as a student athlete and where he's going. So it's not too much coaching I need to do.
Okay. All right, Dwayne Jr., I wanted to ask you since they were talking about social media, how active are you on your social media? I saw your Huddle account. I looked at that, and I followed you on Twitter today and just tried to you know, see where you were. But how involved are you on social media?
Well, I'm pretty involved with social media, but I'm trying to get out of the habit of looking at my phone too much. But I'm pretty into it. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, so are you on Instagram, TikTok more than you are Facebook?
Yeah, I'm never on Facebook. I ain't gonna lie. I don't think I have Facebook downloaded.
That's for old folks like Duck and myself, right? That's not for you. Yeah. Okay. So now, have you thought about a school as far as the region or miles are concerned? Do you want to stay close to home, or a good fit is a good fit and that's where you're headed no matter if it's East Coast, West Coast?
Yeah, that's how it is. I just want to like have a good fit for me and not think about where it's at
okay.
too much. Yes,
all right. Now, are you a big man on campus? Do you have that stardom going, and how do you handle that? Because, you know, success brings attention.
Yeah, there's a lot of tension. It's not nothing too much, but I like to just keep it low key and be just chill.
Okay.
Not a big head.
Okay. Well, congratulations. You know, I love to see young men succeed in the classroom and on the field. I try to say that to the athletes, and there's nothing better than an education, young man. So keep that first, you know, keep your grades up, and then your performance and your talent will speak for itself on the field. And Mom and Dad, thank you for allowing us to kind of see what the Gissendano family is about. And I appreciate you all doing it the right way, too.
Well, thank you, Precious. And how did you manage to get us on a call with two West Virginians? I'm feeling kind of
special. You know, I'm a Gator, and I try. I have to put my fandom up and just try to handle these Mountaineers. And then you're a Mountaineer. I don't know.
I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, originally.
Oh, okay.
So you went to WVU?
No.
Oh, no, sir. No, sir. I wasn't that five-star coming out of high school like Coach Riley. I went
no.
to a little deep.
Oh, here we go.
I heard Coach, you know, Mr. Gissendano, did you know that Coach can dance as well as he can play football too?
Oh man, here we go. Here we go. All right.
So I didn't know that, but what, you got some TikTok video or something? I would certainly like to see it.
No, TikTok wasn't back in the 1920s when Duck played, but he is. But he is on YouTube.
Okay. Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me, though. You know, he made a comment a little while ago about the thermometer in West Virginia, so that, you know, that'll surprise me none.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It gets a little weird in them valleys in West Virginia now. Trust me.
West Virginia. Mountain mama.
So
all right, family.
My last piece of advice for them, Princess, is
yes, sir.
If Dwayne can hear me, I'm looking at his Twitter account right now. And once your game is over tomorrow, let's update those highlights, my friend.
Yeah, Twitter is a good tool for that. Coaches of all schools are definitely on Twitter. So, yeah, update it and post some stuff for us to see, okay? And I'll reshare it.
Definitely.
All right, I'll be following you. Have a great game tomorrow night. Yes, that's what I was going to say. Duck,
all right, good luck.
You're welcome, sir.
Nice talking to the family. All right.
Awesome. Thank you guys for having us.
Thank you all. Mom, have a good time tomorrow night.
Thank you.
All right. Amen. All right, we're going to get ready to set for this first, the top of the hour with She Knows Sports, Duck, and Damian. Thanks for being on.
All right. Thank you, Francis.
See you
all
next
right.
time, Ms. Cooper.
All right. Bye. That's it. Never Had a So Good Sports Talk Radio. We'll be at the top of the hour. She Knows Sports with Brittany and Princess.
Get it to him, and Carl Joseph needs to hit on him. That's such a strong hit that Revelle has gone to a knee in the back of the end zone. First and five, running right side. The ball is loose, and it's going to be picked up by West Virginia.
First thing first, I love all my